WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, we've got a new photo project on our Facebook page for Brian Lehrer Show listeners. We're partnering with the Museum of the City of New York to bring you some of the images from their Activist New York exhibit. They're at facebook.com/BrianLehrerWNYC. Share them with your friends and write down what you notice in these photos or even any personal connections you have to these great historical images of activism in New York. Go to facebook.com/BrianLehrerWNYC. Like us if you haven't already, and tell us what you notice or what you know about these photographs of the history of activist New York. Well, where have we been today? Through Romney's changing stories about when he left Bain Capital, whether you're ready for another Wiener comeback, David Brancaccio's, or for an Anthony Wiener comeback, I should have said, not another one, David Brancaccio's documentary on rebuilding the economy from the grassroots up, Columbia Public Health Dean Linda Fried on aging, and Jim Holt on the meaning of life just now. So what's left to ask, but what did you do this weekend? And would you recommend it to the rest of us? 212-433-9692. Our lines are already full. You can also post these on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And seriously, let's just share reviews of what you did this weekend. This is a community, the people who listen to this show and this station. And if you like that movie, that concert, that restaurant, that trip you took, whatever, other listeners may like it too or be warned off. Did you watch the premiere of Political Animals last night? Did you like Sigourney Weaver as a Hillary Clinton type character? I watched till the first break and DVR'd the rest. I thought it was too cynical about everyone at first. Then I got drawn in when they added the Iran plot. So as a West Wing fan, I will definitely give this a chance. How about you? What else did you do? Did you go to the Latin Alternative Music Festival in Brooklyn? Our producer, Alana, did. She wrote down some notes for me, said I saw Calle 13, a Puerto Rican group, and Anatihu, a Chilean rapper, perform at the Alternative Music Conference at Celebrate Brooklyn on Friday night. I'm convinced that you don't need to understand Spanish to get down at a Calle 13 show, she writes. Our Amy Eddings said, I took a tennis lesson in the swampy heat of 5 in the afternoon yesterday at the Prospect Park Tennis Center. Then an hour later, I played a USTA Women's League match in the cooler confines of the racquet club at Mill Basin. And she says, I can always recommend playing tennis, especially when it's humid. Nothing like having the sweat dripping off the bill of your cap makes you feel like Andy Roddick. Ha! And I'll add one before we go to the calls. On Saturday night, I saw the movie 2 Days in New York with Chris Rock and Julie Delpy. It was an offbeat romantic comedy, a sequel, actually, to Delpy's 2 Days in Paris from a few years ago. She's the writer and director, as well as the female lead. And it was really good. Chris Rock, who can be so wild in his humor, you know, is cast here as the only normal person in the room, while single mom Delpy's insane and infuriating relatives and an ex-boyfriend come to visit from France. Delpy is actually French, so she's drawing on that. And the film even makes good comic use of subtitles during stretches of French dialogue. It was really funny, the English subtitles when the characters lapse into French. And I highly recommend it for some good laughs and a nice, generous spirit about the complexity of relationships, too. Rock also has some low-key monologues, stand-up scenes with a soft touch that I like. And by the way, Rock's character is a public radio talk show host, which, as it happens, plays absolutely no role in the plot, but obviously makes him a top-notch human being. How could he not be? Oh, and this is a 2012 movie that I gather was well-received at Sundance this year and also played at Tribeca, but I saw it on pay-per-view, where you can find it currently in your bedroom or a living room. How about you? What did you do this weekend? And how would you rate it? And should other listeners do it? Yen in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Yen.
Hey, great show. This weekend, I paddled from Newtown Creek to Governor's Island to participate in the City of Water Day celebration, which one of the secrets and the best parts of the whole thing is that people who paddle or row boats.
Oh, did we lose
the only day of the year? I'm still here. Can you hear
what, me? Yes. What happened? What's the only day of the year?
The City of Water Day is right. The only day of the year where you can camp on the island.
Oh, really? You can camp? That's great. I went there 2 years ago to City of Water Day on Governor's Island, although I took the ferry that got there the traditional way. How long did it take you to paddle from Newtown Creek to Governor's Island?
That's a one-hour paddle with the current, with the tide.
Not bad. All right. Thank you very much. Gary in Inwood, you're on the air. Hi, Gary. What'd you do this weekend?
I had a lot of great culture this weekend. First of all, on Friday night, I saw Porgy and Bess, and it was an excellent, excellent production, and Audra McDonald gave the greatest performance I've ever seen in musical theater. It was magnificent and, you know, just not to be missed.
I've heard it's great, and she's great. So that's your pick. You also have a pan, right?
Yeah, I saw an off-Broadway play called Channeling Kevin Spacey, and it was one of the worst plays I've ever seen in my life, and I walked out halfway through it.
Thank you very much. Let's see. Christina in Manhattan wrote on our comments page, surfing. Until a few weeks ago, I didn't know that there was surfing in the New York area. I took the train from Penn Station to Long Beach, Long Island, and spent the day taking surf lessons. It's been so warm that the North Atlantic water feels fantastic, and it beats pounding the pavement only to duck into air-conditioned stores. Rafat in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Rafat.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What'd you do this? Oh, you saw the same play as that other guy that he didn't like, Channeling Kevin Spacey, right?
Yeah, he shouldn't have left. He really shouldn't have left. It was slow for like the first maybe 30 minutes. It was this usual, you know, man railing against the universe or being beaten by the universe. But let me tell you, afterwards, it was probably the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was just surprisingly, like I don't want to say what happens, but it just was such a good play.
So
and
let's
it
see.
It was off Broadway, and it's just, you know, these two characters doing sort of, these two guys doing sort of every character, and it was really, really good, and I called to say how it was really good. I was in shock when that guy said that it was the worst thing he's ever seen.
Well, that's why they make chocolate and vanilla. And if they ever make a movie version, someday, somewhere, someone will show a double feature of Channeling Kevin Spacey and being John Malkovich.
Absolutely right.
Rafa, thank you very much. Patricia from New York City. Half of you from New York City. But that's what it says on my sheet. I saw the Paris Opera Ballet perform Giselle at Lincoln Center. It was so beautiful, I was almost moved to tears. And Susan from Manhattan writes, I saw the video installation The Clock at Lincoln Center's Rubinstein Atrium. Very unusual, entertaining, and a cool, literally and figuratively, place to be during the hot, sticky weather. Josephine in Hastings-on-Hudson, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. What I decided to do this weekend was finish reading the 694 pages of The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby by Dickens.
Wow.
First edition facsimile, and I'm doing this because it's his 200th birthday, and I'm trying to plow through as much Dickens as I can this year.
Have you read Nicholas Nickleby before?
No.
And what are you getting from this as opposed to any of his other books? Impossible to put into a few words?
If it's Dickens, it's impossible to put
into
a few
words. Yeah, that's for sure.
Just the extraordinarily insightful way in which he writes, the atmospheric capacities for him to produce England of his time, both the caricature and the reality of his characters. I mean, it's extraordinary, charming, and just a great read if you stay with it.
Thank you. Thank you, Josephine. Astor in Westbury, if I can get your line up here. There
Hi,
we go.
Yeah,
Hi,
I'm
what'd here. You, good. What'd you do this weekend?
We went to Brooklyn to this restaurant because it was my daughter's 19th birthday. It's called Two Boots. It's a great ambiance, great food for everybody.
I've been there. That's a pizza place, right?
It was my daughter's choice, so we really liked it. We normally don't go that far out, so.
That's a pizza place. Is that a pizza place?
Yeah. Pardon?
Pizza place, right?
No, it's for every. It's a combination of Creole and Italian.
Oh, boots. Okay.
Two boots, you know, the boot, like a boot. New Orleans is the shape of a boot, so obviously that's where the name comes from.
There's definitely a pizza place that I've eaten in called Two Boots, but that sounds cool. Creole and Italian together. All right,
yeah.
And you'd recommend it. What did you eat there? Well, let's see. What's the most interesting thing that anybody in your party ate there?
My daughter ate jambalaya. I ate voodoo fried chicken, which I normally don't. But the spinach was to die for, like great. And everybody has different. Yeah. My son had a burger. We're five total, three kids, and
yeah. So you can get burgers and jambalaya under the same roof. Thank you, Lewis in Hicksville. What'd you do this weekend?
I went skydiving. I jumped out of a plane this weekend.
Was it the first time you went skydiving?
Yeah, it was the first time I did it. I did it with my wife and my mother-in-law. It was the most amazing thing in the world.
Where did you do it? Where did you jump?
It's West Hampton. They have a couple of places out east that do it. It was just the thought of jumping out of a plane freaks you out. But
yeah,
jumping out and pulling 120 miles an hour, it's just it's a surreal feeling. It's amazing.
What did you land on?
I landed on the same airfield that you take off on the plane, so it's a big open area.
On the hard ground? And so how do you land softly? It's just the parachute is that big and it slows you down that much?
Yeah, you fall about 40 seconds on free fall, and then they open the parachute and they do a couple of spins and they take you for a ride. And that takes about 4 or 5 minutes, and you land on the ground. It's
Can
a
you...
pretty hard land, but your adrenaline's pumping and everything's amazing.
Thank you very much. Glad you enjoyed it and survived. John in Mendham, you're on WNYC. What'd you do this weekend?
Went to the Black Potato Music Festival out in Clinton, New Jersey, which is off of 78. I've worked in the music industry closely for many years and frankly have grown cynical towards all the product marketing that music is today. And finally, I heard about this thing, and I went to it, by the way, potato with an E at the end, and it's about 15 years around. A guy named Matt Angus put it together. He's a wonderful musician himself, and he actually performed. But I went to see both the Smithereens on Saturday night, loved it so much, went on Sunday to see Buckwheat Zydeco. So two names people may be familiar with. But
I
so
love
many
Buckwheat
names.
Zydeco. I've always really dug them. They just make my feet perk up.
Exactly. And so while those two names attracted someone such as myself, it's all these other great artists, New Jersey-based or Northeast or indeed across the country that Matt has come in. And frankly, I got VIP passes thinking, Mr. Music Guy, that was the important way to make sure I don't have to deal with the crowds. Well, you get there, and maximum 500 people, and you just walk right up to the stage, and you shake hands and talk with the artists, and it's just the antithesis to all that stuff that these events end up, you know, just being overwhelming. And I can't stress it enough.
Plus,
it's a very bucolic setting on a pond with a waterfall and beautiful and...
I'm glad to hear it broke through your cynicism. Now, Potato Festival with an E, is that a Dan Quayle reference?
Black Potato. I don't know where they came up with it. Black Potato.
Black Potato. Gotcha. And let's see, we just have a few seconds, so I will finish up with some from our webpage that people are writing in. And folks, this is great. This is so much fun, and I'm sure a lot of you are getting things that you might do later in the summer. So keep posting what you did, what you'd recommend to avoid at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Mimdash wrote, "We saw The Liar, an adaptation by David Ives of a 17th century comedy by Pierre Corneille at the Shakespeare Theater in Madison, New Jersey. It's terrific. David Ives is a genius with words, and Corneille is a very clever playwright. Charlie on our Facebook page wrote, I spent an evening at an outdoor beer garden in Astoria with special $13 pitchers. Always a good time during the warmer months, packed with patrons from all over. And David on our Facebook page gets the last word. I worked all weekend. I totally recommend others avoid this with a passion. Yeah, David, I get it. Thanks a lot for calling. Talk to you tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.